Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Well, as you know, we often get to the issues of debt and deficit spending in this country and the brokenness of many of the processes in our nation's capital. And these are no longer just hypothetical things. This is a freight train coming at us in a very real way. And someone who continues to be an important voice in all of that conversation, Utah Senator Mitt Romney. And we will wish him a belated birthday. Hope he got a Twinkie cake and a hot dog yesterday. But Senator Romney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Boyd. Good to be with you.
And many happy returns of the day. And yesterday you had a committee hearing, budget committee hearing, and I just want you to walk through some of the things that you raised with the OMB director, Shalonda Young, about kind of this process, what's going on in the committees, what's not happening in the committees, and the conversation we need to get to when it comes to debt and deficit spending.
Well, I think I have to begin by saying that we're really not working at all on trying to balance the budget or even bring it closer to balance or to reduce the debt. There's really no significant effort of that nature going on in Washington, in part because the American people aren't demanding it. I mean, I hate to say it, but you know, elected officials respond to voters. And when you look at the polls around the country about what people care most about, that's not on the list. It should be. Because this year we're going to spend more on interest than we spend on defense. So it's getting to be a problem. We're not going to be able to keep up with China and others if we can't get our debt and our interest in line. And so I was a little tough on the committee, the chairman of the committee. We've had 28 hearings in our committee, the budget hearing, over the last year. And of the 28 hearings we've had, 14 are on climate change. All right, which really has no significant place to be in the budget committee. Only two have been about the budget, and there's been no real discussion about compromise or finding common ground. It's all about grandstanding for our respective bases. So I'm pretty frustrated, at some point we're going to have to get some people concerned about this because it's going to be a real problem for our country.
Yeah, and it really does become that moment where the only choices, as you said, spending more on just interest payments. I want our listeners to think through that. If your interest payments are more than you're spending on your house and your food and your transportation and your education, it gets really tough to sustain that over time. And but I want you to get to this this whole idea, Senator, of part of this is grandstanding, as you said. Part of it is the performative politic world that we live in. And part of this is a we the people issue.
Well, there's no question that elected officials represent the public at large. And this is not an issue that's been front and center with the public. But, you know, we are, as people are fond of pointing out, a republic, not a democracy. People expect those they elect to bring attention to issues that perhaps the public isn't aware of and bring those issues home. So, I don't give our politicians, including myself, a pass on this. It's our job to educate the public and to go on the air and describe the importance of finding common ground so that we can get action. And here's the ugly little truth, and that is that no one party gets their way. The only way something becomes law in our country is if Republicans and Democrats agree with each other and find common ground. But neither the politicians representing either state refuse to say that they're going to work with the other side. That's like the kiss of death. If you say, I'm going to reach across the aisle, oh, you must be a rhino. You must be a Republican in name only or Democrat in name only if you're willing to work with the other side. But if we're going to tackle this issue, that's going to have to happen.
Yeah, no question about that it's completely unserious to have something that the president can lay something out in the State of the Union. You called this out in the committee hearing, but it can't be serious if it can't get both sides to come together and get to the table and have it. Republicans can come up with all the solutions they want, but if they can't get some Democrats on board and get the president to sign it, it's not going anywhere either. And we end up with just the performative space. And I just so appreciated the way you laid that out. and what has to happen and what we have to be willing to get to in order to have a serious conversation about solving that. I want to go to another area that you've jumped on, that you're leading out in a lot of ways, hearing today around fires out here in the West. Give us a snapshot of what that looks like.
Well, you know, about a year ago, Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona and I authored a bill to create a commission of 50 people. All right, that's a big group, but from the private sector as well as government, state, local, and federal, to look at wildfires and to say, what could we do to prevent them, to keep them from becoming massive, and then to recover from them. And this group has been meeting over the last year and came out with a series of proposals that basically say we need more fixed-wing aircraft that could scoop up water and dump it. We need better monitoring systems. That laid out some ideas about how to go about doing that. We need more management of forest that isn't burning. So, for instance, cutting down dead trees and logging it, getting it out of the forest, having prescribed burns on a basis when they're not going to become, huge wildfires. So a whole series of recommendations, and we're going to have more hearings on that even tomorrow, where we'll hear from the commission, and then Senator Kelly and I will put together legislation and hopefully get some of the additional resources that we need, a new policy that we need, to do a better job to keep these fires from threatening so many homes and in many cases, so many lives.
Yeah, such an important thing, especially out here in the West. And again, this does demonstrate you can get bipartisan stuff done and you can get it across if you have the right kind of conversations. And as always, it's a leadership issue. Most of these things that are problems are political problems. It's leadership is always the answer to that. I wanted to get you to weigh in real quickly, Senator, on something that happened in the House today regarding TikTok. A lot of chatter and clamor about what access the Chinese government has, what that means for our data, some of the things they did last week. Of course, the House passed a bill that will now head across the building to your side of the House, of the Capitol. Give us a sense of what you're hearing from your colleagues. How do you expect that to play forward?
Given the overwhelming support that the TikTok bill received in the House, I think it's likely it will also pass the Senate, and the president has said he will sign it. Former President Trump proposed this legislation or these actions when he was in office. It basically says, look, China needs to sell TikTok. They could sell it to the public. They could sell it to an American company, American investors. But we can't have the Chinese Communist Party deciding what people are going to be seeing. And right now it all seems very pablum-like and nothing to worry about. But for instance, in elections in Taiwan, the Chinese Communist Party was clearly manipulating what people saw, suggesting a whole series of things that America was not going to stand up to defend Taiwan. And so they're able to use TikTok for propaganda. They also are able to use it to gather information about American citizens, where they are, what their resources are, what things they own. I mean, it's an extraordinary information tool. So we're happy to have TikTok remain. We just don't want it to be in the hands of or in the control of the Chinese Communist Party. And I know there are a number of folks that have a different point of view on that. But I go with where President Trump was before and where President Biden and overwhelmingly the House is now, which is TikTok should stay around, but it shouldn't be Chinese controlled.
Yeah, great perspective. As always, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, I know a very busy day, very busy week for you back there in our nation's capital. We appreciate your leadership on the Budget Committee, dealing also with the wildfires of the West and weighing in on TikTok and a host of other things. We know that's just the beginning of your list for the week and a birthday to boot. So thanks for carving out some time for us today.
Thank you so much, Boyd. Good to be with you.
All right. That's Utah Senator Mitt Romney. I had a birthday yesterday. We celebrate that, but also some very important work. And I love the fact that in the committee hearing, Senator Romney, complete equal opportunity offender in terms of what was and what wasn't happening in the committee, and that we have to get to the serious conversation, not unserious proposals, not political proposals, not just the things that come up in election years, but serious conversation, serious policy, so that we can deal with one of the most serious threats to the country, and that's our debt and deficit spending. All right, we'll step aside for some bottom of the hour news. More Inside Sources coming up next right here on KSL News Radio.